And that is what, in my estimation, song in worship truly is. It's a sacrifice of praise to God. And so as we're going to engage in a little singing this evening, and the sacrifice that we're making in our lives by the kinds of lives that we're living and the intent of our heart to magnify God in our daily lives. I would encourage you to open your songbooks to number 162, which is the first song that we'll sing. This song always touches my heart, and I hope it will touch yours as well. Following this song, we'll be led in an opening prayer by Brother Gary Main.
Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. your Bible to your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading out of 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 18 through the end of the chapter. 1 Peter 2, 18 through the end. I had picked this out, and then Mike got up and talked about the subject he had picked of sacrifice. And I was just about to find another verse, but then I thought, wait a minute. Being a servant is a sacrifice. Honoring God is a sacrifice. When we're here, when we're following God's word, we're sacrificing all those self-interests that are so popular in the world. So it is a sacrifice. It's going against the grain, so to speak, of what people would consider normal. 1 Peter 2:18. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. For this finds favor if for the sake of conscience towards God a man bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it. This finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept trusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in this body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed, for you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
Lots of selections out of the blue song. 737.
Yeah. It is so good to see all your bright and shining faces.
Amen.
Would you bow with me as we go to our Father in prayer? Loving and righteous Father in heaven, you who are the creator of all that is, we do honor and praise your high and holy name. Father, we are so deeply grateful for your love, for your willingness to sacrifice your only Son, that through his sacrifice that he might make propitiation for our sins. For these things, Father, we are truly grateful. We're grateful for the church that his blood purchased. We're grateful for all those who make it up. And we're grateful, Father, for the hope of heaven when this life is over, where we might be with the saints for all time. Father, we also give thanks for the physical blessings of life. We're grateful that you let us live in this wonderful nation. We're grateful, Father, for the standard of living that we have, which is above any on earth or any that have been on earth. We have conveniences and devices that the kings of old couldn't even envision. And for these things, we're also truly grateful, Father. And we would be also mindful of the sick. We think of our sister Elsie as she struggles with her health and end-of-life issues. Pray, Father, that you would keep this lady safe and comfortable till that moment when you would call her home and say to her, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We also think of our brother Matt Lofgren and the physical challenges that he has. Pray that you would be with him as well. And if it be your will, Father, we pray that you would touch him and heal him and give him years yet to be the head of his family and to also work in your vineyard. We think of our brother Jerry Newcomer, who also has physical challenges. We pray, Father, that you would keep him safe and comfortable as well. And we also pray, Father, for those who keep us safe, the policemen and the firemen and our soldiers and airmen, all those who keep our nation safe, and we're grateful for them and the service that they do. Father, we would also pray that each one of us be an example to the world, that the world might see Christ living in us and desire that for themselves. And we'd also pray, Father, that you would forgive us for all of our shortcomings. These things we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Where?
we really felt that we had a mansion just over the hilltop. No matter what befell us in this life, it would all be worthwhile in the end. Amen. It would be a whole lot easier to live a Christian life. Let's turn to number 653. Number 653. I'll ask you to stand if you would like to for the singing of this hymn.
If you can mark your songbooks at 231, that's our song of invitation. And we'll sing in just a minute. Faith is the victory. And I wanted to talk about faith for a minute tonight. And if you really boil down the sermon this morning, it's really just, it's all about faith. In Romans 10 and verse 17, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And if you have to hear the word and you have to have faith in it, and you ask yourself, what is faith? Well, in chapter 11 of Hebrews, in verse 1, gives a great description of what faith is. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So we need to have conviction for things we haven't even seen yet. We have to have hope that the things that are in the Bible are true, because we can't possibly have salvation unless we have faith. That is the number one first thing you learn if you're looking at being saved in the plan of salvation and God's perfect plan, is you have to have faith. You have to hear the word, but the word doesn't do anything if you don't have faith in the word. You can't save anybody if they don't believe what you say is true and what the Bible says is true about Jesus. You look at the grave clothes of Christ, No, you can't save anybody through that evidence if they don't have faith in it. If you don't have faith that Jesus was raised from the dead, you don't have salvation. There's no point in going any further if you don't have faith and you don't believe that Jesus came back from the dead. Then there's no point in coming to church and doing everything you try and do to go to heaven if you don't have faith. And faith is a very important part. And if we look at all the verses on faith, you could preach hours and hours on faith. And chapter 11 of Hebrews is a whole just stories and stories of men who had faith that were great inspirations for faith. Noah had to have faith to enter the ark. And you could preach several sermons on just those that chapter. So if you look at faith and how important it is, it's essential to God's plan. You have to read the Word, you have to trust it, you have to know it, and you have to have faith that you didn't see that Jesus was risen from the dead, but all the evidence that God gave us, you have to have faith in it. And I was reading all about faith today, and you look about, you know, people say, oh, I only need faith. That's all I need. Well, that's not true at all. If you look at John chapter 12 and verse 42, we'll flip over there and read that for just a second to see what else we need to have faith. If you just had to have faith, then you could be saved. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you're good the rest of your life. That's not true, and the plan of salvation doesn't teach that. In John chapter 12 and verse 42, nevertheless, many, even the rulers, believed in him, but because the Pharisees, they were not confessing him for the fear that they wouldn't be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. So the Pharisees believed, they thought Jesus was the Son of God, but they didn't want to confess it, because they were afraid they were going to lose their position. You have to actually confess. You have to have faith in God. You have to believe. You have to hear, believe. You have to confess it. And you have to repent of your sins. It says in Acts 2:38. And you have to be baptized. You have to act on that faith. You can't. Faith without works is dead. You can't just have faith. You have water. God says you need to be baptized to enter into the kingdom of God. And it's a sad thing when you read about and you hear about people dying that they don't have faith, that you know they weren't following God's plan. And my sister messaged me last night. Paul Walker died. He's an actor, 40 years old, very good-looking young man, big movie star. Everybody's a lot of fans. Every time I scroll on Facebook today, everybody's saying rest in peace, and he's an angel and all these different things. But you never know when your day is going to come. You never know if you're going to get in a car accident on the way home tonight, or you're going to pass away this week or tomorrow or the next day. Nobody knows when Jesus is going to come back, whether he's going to come back tonight. You need to act. You need to show your faith. You need to get baptized in the water. Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. So you need to make sure you act and you show your faith and have some action. I'll come down here in the middle of the night and baptize you. I was baptized in the middle of the night. It doesn't matter what time of day it is you decide. It's a very important time. That's the biggest decision you'll ever make in your life, is to decide to follow Jesus Christ and his church. We're going to sing Faith is the Victory, because faith does give us the victory in God. God gave us his plan of salvation. He gave us the perfect thing. He just asked for some faith. You just give me a little faith and some actions and you'll get to heaven. That's all he asked for. So we're going to sing Faith is the Victory. If you need prayers, those are also welcome to come forward as together we stand and sing song 231.